My father would go to town and he would get these false face made out of paper mache or things like that. And I'll never forget, he had a white one with snaggled teeth and black trimming all around where the mustache was, and a long, looked like a Fu Manchu in later years that we saw. And he told my mother to send one of the hired boys there, the black boys, down to the cow barn. We had stalls where we fed the cows just like we had stalls where we fed the horses. And those were cows that we milked for the milk and butter that we had. So he told her to send Doc Brinson down there and to get the eggs. So the chickens were laying in those troughs, you know, around all over the place. And so she told Doc to go down there and get the eggs. Well, this gate in front of this cow barn had a latch on it that slipped into a slot as it went closed, and the lever dropped in behind it. You had to raise the lever up to get the gate open. So he went inside this cow barn, was picking up the eggs in this cow trough, and my father had gotten in one of the other stalls and had climbed up in the trough and was looking over the partition between the stalls. And he had that false face on his face, and he said to Doc Brinson, said, "Put them eggs down." Well, that black boy looked up and saw that false face looking over that partition. He came out of that cow stall like nobody's business, and when he got to the gate, the latch was hooked, but he didn't even stop. He just ran through the gate, tore the latch off, ran up the hill, and mother said, "Where are the eggs?" He said, "There ain't none."
They didn't usually talk like that.
No, they didn't talk to her like that, you know. And he ran on in, it was in the wintertime, and he ran on in the kitchen. We had a big fireplace in the kitchen. And we had four or five black men working for us by the day, what we call day laborers. And the others were sitting in there by the fire, and he come running in and sat down just out of breath. And they said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "Listen, I just saw something down at that cow barn. Had the funniest looking face on it, and said he must have been 12 feet tall. Said he looked over that partition in that cow barn. And he said, I come out of that place and tore the latch off that gate, and Doc said, we're going to kill me for breaking that latch." And they said, "Oh, Doc, you didn't see anything." About that time, another black boy come walking in the kitchen from behind the back gate and sat down, was standing there with his eyes, looked like they were out on stem. He said, "What did Doc say?" Said he saw a man about something down there in that cow barn about 10 feet tall. He said he sure did. Said it stepped over that fence behind the garden down in the road where I was and didn't take but one step to come off that bank. Well, Papa had gotten out of the cow barn and ran around behind the garden to come up the other side where they wouldn't see him, and ran right into one of George Jones's boys walking up the road beside our house. So he verified it, and boy, they were scared to go home that night. So he was always pulling something on somebody.